discussion amongst the Sifrei Machshava. Shla Kadosh Neisaschar discusses it. Tagmach Mefraim discusses it. Many discuss that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Kisisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, told Moshe Rabbeinu that when there's a decree, when there's a situation that you need to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his rachamim, Yasu Lufane Kaseder Hazeh. And what do we do? What does the Gemara say? Yud Gimel Midah Sarach. So it's not 100% clear, and there's a major machlokes in the Balei Machshava how to teach what the Rabbeinu Shalom meant. There's two ways to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to recite the Yud Gimel Midah Sarach like we just did this morning. Right? Hashem, Hashem, Kel Racham Echanun. Or some say, no, it's not enough. Like the Shla also, the Shla takes this approach. It's not enough just to recite the Yud Gimel Midah Sarachim. But Yasu Kesei Derazeh. You have to mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we know, Mahu Rachum Afatorach. Mahu Chanun Afatochan. When you represent these attributes, so then that will achieve rachmim, and that will get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have his mercy on you. It's a major nafkamina and what to think about before the Yom Noraim, which is when a lot of the Sfarim speak about this, how to understand the Slichas when we say Yasik Seder Hazeh. Comes Tainis Esther, and the Bnei Yisachar says something hafladik. Kayadua, Bnei Yisachar says, when Esther was walking into the palace, that she was not called upon. She recited a specific kapitel of Tehillim, which is a kapitel that it's important for us to focus on and to recite today. Chaf Bet, very good. Lamantseach ala Yeles Hashachar, which refers to Esther, as the Gemara tells us that she is the Seif Kol Anisim, she is the Shachar, she is the breaking of the dawn. Yeles Hashachar refers to Esther. Mizmor LeDavid, and Esther recited as she was walking into the palace, terrified. Amatzeach alayelas hashachar Mizmor LeDavid, Eili Eili lama azavtoni, Rochok mi Yeshuasi, Divrei Sha'agos. Elohai ekra yoimam veloy saane, velaylo veloy dumya li. Anyone know what that pasuk is referring to? Elahai ekra yoimam v'loy sa'aneh v'layla v'lo dum yoli. Does anyone know what we darshan out from those pasukim, Rabbi Yisai? A very important halacha that we're about to embark upon. That we say something else at night, and then we repeat it during the day. The Megillah. Gemara says on Megillah and Daf Dalid that the source that we recite the Gemilah v'layla v'chazer v'koreos v'chazer Yachzer l'krosav l'shnosa b'yoyim is from Ekra yomam lo sane v'layla v'loy dum yoli. And at both times, I'm calling out to HaKadosh Baruch. Aber Esther uses a very specific language when beseeching HaKadosh Baruch. I listen carefully and understand what Tainus Esther is all about. Eili, Eili, lama azavtoni. Why does Esther repeat that? Why does Esther call out specifically with the shame of Eli? So there are different pshatim, but listen to what the Bnei Yisachar says. He says, I have a hachra on this machloikes apoiskim of what is the Yud Gimel Midas Arachamim. I have a hachra from Esther that paskind in the Bezdin Shomato that it's not that we have to be on the level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to receive His Rachamim. Of Yasu Kaseder HaZeh, that only if you act and implement that you get the Rachamim. Because if that would be the case, listen to the Halak of Bnei Yisachar, Abam Kasha. How do you mimic the name Kael? What, are you going to be a god? Frech the Bnei Yisachar, one of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim is Kael. So how is it Mahu Afata when it comes to Kael? Elamai said Esther, listen to what she said in this Kapitloch. She said, I know I'm not Roy. I know Klal Yisrael is not fitting. I know Klal Yisrael does not deserve it on this day. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you told us that just by reciting the words, that could achieve the Yeshua. So I'm just going to say these words, Kaylee, Kaylee. I'm going to implement the Raya that what? That the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim is through the Dibur, the Koyach HaTfilah. And the Koyach HaTfilah opens up windows that we didn't have otherwise. Now you understand, Rabbi Yisai, what a capacity you have through this Tainus Esther and this Yontif of Purim. Of reading the Megillah that she's saying, and I'm going to Ella Ekra, Yoyma V'loisana V'layloi Doimeli, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're going to be deserving of Yeshua's through the tefillahs that we're going to say tonight and tomorrow morning, through the tefillah of the Megillah. The Megillah itself is a tefillah. A tefillah Balayla and Chazal Shanosa, a tefillah Bayoyim. And a tefillah that Esther was saying that could achieve the rachmim of Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim, even if I'm not on the level of Yasu Kaseder HaZeh. Because I'm highlighting one word that's being machriya, that machloikes of Kael. There's no mahu afato when it comes to Kael. Kaylee, Kaylee, when I say Takodesh Baruch Hu, you are my God, Eli. You are my God. You are what's important in my life. That opens up the heavens, and that is machriya that we should get rachamim. That's what tefillah today is all about, Rabbi Yisai. That's what the avodah of Esther is all about. Even though she was saying and coming from a standpoint of what? Lo kara osi kol shloshim yoim. I am totally not deserving. I don't have the ability to do the asiyah of all of these Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. I'm not holding on that level. Aber afal pichen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to scream out to you, Divrei Shagosi. I'm going to cry to you, please have rachmonis on me. Moreover, Rabbeisai, says the Bnei Yisachar, this was the achra in the Bezdin Shomailo of this machloikes of whether or not we deserve rachamim. It was through Esther, says the Bnei Yisachar, that Esther was machriya with highlighting the specific midah of Kael. When a person makes it Kaylee and he says, I can't be a Kael. There is no mahu afato when it comes to Kael. That we reach this level and we recognize that kol apoyshid yad noisnam. It was a psak in this Moira Dika Machloikis that not all the Paiskim agree with. So now I tell you, Rabbi Yisai, you have such a day. You have such an opportunity. A day that Esther is screaming out to you. You don't feel it. You're not there. You're not into it. You feel that you're not on that level. This is your day. This is a gift to you. Kaylee, Kaylee. There's no mahu afata there. Don't feel left out. Nobody could achieve that. And afal pichin yasu kaseder hazeh, just recite the words. Just make him your God. Just connect to him. And like the Gemara says, Ben Kish, Mordechai just knocked on the door. You can knock on the door, Rabbi Yisai. Any mashulach can knock on the door. Anyone can ring the doorbell. Ben kish al shehikish es adeles. Anyone can knock on the door. How could you not knock on the door in this yontif of Purim? In this yontif of Tainas Esther? Rabbi Yisai, you abuse this day. You throw out this day. You don't take advantage of what Esther was whispering you in your ear. You feel down? Well, so did I. I wasn't called. I wasn't roi. All I had was the words, Kaylee, Kaylee. You don't take advantage of this, Rabbi Yisai. It's like the doctor begging you. Please, just take the meds. You'll be cured. I'll take care of everything. I'll pay for all the bills. Just you, just knock on the door. Just get up from your bed. Just take these days seriously about saying the words, Kaylee, Kaylee, Lama Zavtani. I want you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be in my life, and I don't want to feel like a ne'ezav, like someone who is left. These days are serious, Rabosai. In some ways, like that hits home more than anything else. Like this is a day for you and for you and for you who feels like the engines are failing. Today is your day when you're taken on top and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you this wonderful opportunity. Today, tomorrow. Don't abuse it and don't forget about this message and this psak. From Esther Amalka and from the Bnei Yisachar. So we're just going to start shiur.